Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Fire Moss Spirit Warrior coming in live on a Friday afternoon, 12:46 p.m. in Michigan. I might have it listed as California time. Oh, today, alternative energy in America. What is the holdup? I'm going to read a section of another book I am writing, and some of that writing touches on alternative energy. We will discuss how at this point in the game there really cannot be any attitudes of pros and cons. Cons must be eliminated if we desire to thrive as a universal society and not just an American society. We must keep trying to switch over to alternative energy. Society, money, oil, air, wind, sun, water, earth, dirt, pollution, cancers from pollution. Stand up for all the pros of alternative energy. Why alternative energy? This is under entertainment and it's public today. I'm going to start reading my plea, my crying plea for America. My publisher won't do it as a pamphlet because it costs more and nobody's going to buy a pamphlet, I guess, is what he told me. My crying plea for America. What has happened to America's society that we allow too much influence by the entertainment industry and media? What has happened to American society is that we have allowed too much influence by the entertainment industry and media. Every time we allow ourselves to feed into the multi-trillion dollar industry, we're being a part of what went wrong with American society. When a hip-hop star can insure her legs for over $50 million, we have a problem. When you know people moving out of the country that were born and raised in America, you know something is wrong. If you live in one of the communities where you see many empty houses and there are many houses for sale, we've been failed as a society by our government. Where did all the jobs go? Where was the promise that almost every generation was given and only a few were able to snag on to? People are not useless and nothing. We are something and we can work. But when we are told to go to work anywhere we can and it costs more to work because we have to put children in daycare to go to work or just simply have a car insured and put gas into it to get to work, the person will have barely made ends meet if it is not well over minimum wage. So do we just throw everyone out of their houses in Michigan because all the work was taken and no one can find decent work, and then you just put them on unemployment or disability? No, industrialization was not the answer in helping keep Michigan beautiful, but just yanking all work from under people's noses is another issue. With nothing to fall back on or switch over to environmental energy to sustain the state, but I guess many, and I mean many, are into copious amounts of oil here in good old Michigan that run our state. I probably do not have enough words to write a book about what has happened to American society in my eyes. Any government that perpetuates poverty perpetuates criminality and victimization within society upon people by institutions of sorts. We have been failed as a people by our government. How many times have we heard promises by politicians that there would be an end to war, an end to lack of work for citizens of America? I have witnessed firsthand the majority of modern-day attorneys have sold their souls, on a conscious level or not, to the local and national court systems just to make a buck and do the dance with the laws upon laws that no one can even get help, true help if a victim of circumstance. What is that? Well, unless they have endless flows of money, I guess you can do just about anything. Wow, I bet Abraham Lincoln and earlier true attorneys would be so proud as they see the state of functioning within the judicial systems. Bargain here, bargain there. Who will bend over next and take it in the blankety-blank? Oh, yes, and you can totally get off on heinous acts of most crimes if you can pay out of your blankety-blank. That is not meant to offend, just sharing my true feelings. But instead, it is the exact opposite what we hoped for in America. For 20 years, it has been the worst, and people are moving out of America on a regular basis while we're being flooded by southern country immigrants. This is fine by all rights. I feel that all should be able to move wherever they damn well please in the world without a whole bunch of fanfare. But when you've been humiliated by trying repeatedly to integrate back into American society, American workforce, or just life to only find out it is getting worse, I suppose another country looks appealing rather quickly at this point in 2015. When you are penalized for not having health insurance, there is a serious problem with any particular political infrastructure within any modern country. America is modern, correct? So why do we try to justify what goes on here, which is crooked government and crooked business, by the justification of comparing it to third world countries, to those who refute the modern political agenda? This is ludicrous to compare a third world country to America, but what we do need is to see the truth. Okay, we are advanced and modern, but way behind in renewable energy usage. Do you know why? It is not because it does not work, or that we are worried about wind turbines killing migrating birds, who do not fly into wind turbines very often, if at all, in the whole scheme of things. It is a matter of sorting through lying political agendas. There is always photovoltaic if you are worried about the birds, but if you are all of a sudden worried about the birds flying into wind turbines, you might want to recap on the oil spills across the world and what they killed in the animal kingdom. Do not even get me started on animal habitats that are still constantly raped by industrialization at an alarming rate. While thousands of families who run the world and own oil and other natural resources have groups that bitch and complain about the downfall of renewable energy because all their money is in oil and other natural resources, yes, wind, water, and solar energy is a huge threat. I have no idea, until I was in and out of church for many years, that many Christians are in the natural resources. Maybe they have funds, stocks, or bonds in those resources. I do know this. If we do not change as a country, and or a church for that matter, very quickly, it is apparent that we will perish as a society, to only fall under communist rule. To adapt to the use of renewable energy and make it easier for consumers to attain renewable energy sources is vitally important. This will be one of the major reasons we perish as a modern society. How embarrassing. We would rather be gas-guzzling and ravaging oil-consuming citizens guided by the government, all at the hands of our government, who are paid copious amounts to be our leaders. Have you ever tried to communicate with one of your leaders in the government? Ha ha ha. Good luck getting through. They sit up in their offices, you can try and call the government, wait on the phone, then be told to write a letter of your concerns to your officials. How long does it take for the letter to hit the shredder while he or she gets ready for their government office, from their government office, to make a trip to the Caribbean to breathe some fresh air while we are all still here in America breathing our industrial polluted air and eating food from our industrial poisoned land and water while they're off eating pure food from non-poisoned land and air and water. Give me some more gas. Give me some more oil. Give me some more coal. Then be told by your doctor, who just got back from the Caribbean, that you're sick because of how badly you take care of yourself. Ha, 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 ha. That may be 50% truth, in my opinion. The human body, if given fresh, clean air, food, water, and earth, can fight through virtually anything and rise above almost any illness. But we have systematically allowed the pollution because we really feel for the getting somewhere faster route. We really fell for the getting faster somewhere route, making things faster route, getting things they want faster route. So here we are, sick, controlled by political agenda, and do not even know it, and hate people that are so ungrateful like myself for all the millions of modern luxuries in America. These supposed luxuries are going to kill us in the end, and they're shipped in from China, where they have no pollution regulation whatsoever. People are not leaving because they seek more advancement and luxuries, but just the simplicity of living that some of us may never know, which is just simply to be to breathe some fresh air, drink some clean water out of the faucet, and make our own garden without polluting our own plants with the poison dirt in Michigan. If we we continue to support and not stand up for what we believe in America, we will perish. We can be hurting and down and still stand up for what we believe in. Just because you may have beyond assistance does not mean your voice is null and void. We do not deserve to live lowly. If it could have been prevented by alternative political agendas and different treatment to the less advantaged, many political figures have property in other countries. They know that it's going to perish here soon. Everything we are ever told is generally a lie. Then we watch some television to be lied to some more. That is why people are leaving this country, and many of them were born and raised in America. Crime. Why is there so much crime? Well, when a society is not taken care of properly, people get desperate, become bitter, and they believe in nothing good or right anymore. Crime is also perpetuated by bad government. When your own government makes deals with thousand-year-old cartels to perpetuate crime, drugs, violence, and use of people for sex slavery in the underground, every 2 minutes a woman or child is grabbed worldwide for the enslavement and sex slavery. There is a huge problem. When this is not at the forefront of society to solve as a problem, you know your government is crooked. When more people are not concerned with this problem within society, you should feel frightful, because it is right under your nose. The routes of the cartel cut right through your own country, and it is done in hotels and visible locales. Are you aware? Do you even care? California, Tennessee, Michigan are three main points of departure and transport. When a judicial system punishes victims of crime and punishes them with making false police reports or false victim reports, you should not trust your government around your sons and daughters. If their truth is not heard, whose will be? It may not seem I love my country. I do love my country. In other ways, this is my crying plea. I encourage all able citizens to stand up in either writing or voice to speak what you know and know and how you want it eradicated now. Not writing your letters and having it waited on. Not writing letters and waiting on the phone. But write it out and speak it out now. You want a pure government and a pure society that has not been tainted by crooked business and crooked government. You want a pure society to raise your sons and daughters. It is that simple, my crying plea for America. Health. How many allergies do you have? How many do your children have? How many vaccines did you give your children out of fear of media? Are they sick all the time? Do you know what chemtrails do to people in the U.S. government? And that the U.S. government actually crop dusts certain families and groups of people to make them sick? Do you not want to believe in an evil government who is sneaky as hell? I'm sorry for you. It is better to go down knowing the truth and speaking the truth than to perish with a crooked government and a crooked society which was created by the government. Well-being. How do you feel regularly? How many pills do you have to go on to straighten out your cognitive confusion? No sleep, stress, or strain. These are all tied into chemtrails right across your own country. While it could be very strongly influenced by the airplane chemtrails, a doctor preaching and studying on such matters for over 10 years was killed by the government. He came up dead some years back. He knew the government was systematically removing certain people from the earth from simply poisoning them. This can be done through pills, pollutions, bioweaponry, as we would call it, bad water, polluted earth. Spiritually, how do you feel about God? Do you have any peace whatsoever? Are you angry with God, with what you see? Do not blame God. Blame ourselves for allowing our government in America to become too big. Financially, poor and more poor people stuck here unwillingly. The more financially better off we're leaving America and people coming here for a better life believe the lie of a better life. Nothing from our cost of living to the cost of food to the percent of wage someone makes even adds up or pans out, so to speak. It is all crooked and perverse because it is a lie and it keeps people feeling bad about their self-esteem. Socially, we are backwards at best. relying more on cell phones for interaction than our own families. People are numbing out at alarming rates and have no care for others' hardships. On very rare occasions do you truly see this anymore. Everyone is skeptical of many things because the government has perpetuated this type of thinking by not properly taking care of matters. I do not know what it takes to knock down a too-big-for-their-britches government, but it better happen soon, because we're not even in the thicket of what it will be soon. Worse and way worse. Politically, too much politics, and they all lie and sleep together. I guess, from what I can see of our 30 years, if you are still voting bipartisan tickets, you will never escape our bipolar government. I do not want to leave my country, as this is where my son desires to stay. I want to change, and I want it now. I think it should be our mantras as people. What I mean, change, I mean politicians taking their rightful position, not so high up, not paid so much, not more swinging us from Democratic to, no more swinging us from Democrat to Republican. How can this keep working? Most of us are already on some kind of pill for mood swings. How can you take a nation and put them in a more liberal sense of the word agenda and then swing them back to a conservative-style government? Obviously, the people do not want any more conservative agendas, and I surely agree on this term, but letting everything under the moon slip through the crack of a society is ludicrous, with policies upon policies and bills upon bills to cover more government. I lost my spot. Take over. In closing, please stand up for what you believe in for America, if this is where you have to live. If you do not know what you should stand up for, find out quickly. The next 10 years can be the worst time of America's life and our own. If we do not stand up for what we believe in, please hear my crying plea for America. Stand up for what you believe in quickly. If you just keep going, doing our same routine and allowing more policies and agendas through the door by politicians, we could very well be looking close to a communist nation soon in a different sense of the word. When everywhere I go or have been for help and or guidance, a therapist, a minister, or a mentor, there seems to be this huge wave of Buddhism permeating all infrastructures in America. Does anyone know what happened to the original Buddhist nation, so we will call it? Stand up for what you believe in your voice. Using your voice, it will be heard, and then maybe someone else will hear your voice, and then they can get their voice back. Oh, I cry out to you, O God, that perversion is not our only focus, but that simply people will get their voice back about what really matters and how they want their America ran. What happened to a government for the people by the people? O Mother Earth, I give my crying pleas to you. I am sorry for what has happened to you with all the industrialization and pollution. I am sorry no one cared that runs the world, that we selfishly raped your lands and were told to take care of you by God. I am sorry we did not do what we were supposed to do, that the church does not even care and says things like, well, Satan will destroy the earth, so we just stand by and accept the whole agenda. O Mother Earth, I pray that you find renewed strength soon to ward off any further industrialization upon your bones. Now they want more and want to dig deeper into your bones to find more resources to burn up on the surface and pollute your air and water even more. I sometimes think I cannot cry no more to watch this for 35 years and that they have been raping you even longer than that. Oh, I cry out to you, O God, and please help me be more conscious of my decisions, the things I participate in to glorify you, and know I want to change my ways and be a vessel of light for you. Please show me and my brothers and sisters how to do so, to get our voice back. Say no more pollution, no more glorifying Hollywood, no more glorifying what we want quickly, but that we ask for forgiveness for what we've allowed to happen to your earth, God, the Creator. Please, God, we need help to renew our American society. Oh God, my crying plea for America in love. Amen. Fire Moth Spirit Warrior. I hope everyone has a great day. I'm going to play Where Our Rights Going. C'est la vie. Thank you.
Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from our loneliness. Locked up in a hole of nothingness. Set us free from our loneliness. Not just I, society and home. Trapping ourselves in monetary goals. Brainwashed, fucked up ways. Locked up in a
everyone has a great day. I'm signing off today. What are the cons? Why do we have to just look at the cons of alternative energy? We must look at the cons of alternative energy. We're losing Mother Earth. She's being polluted at a great rate. And her resources are being raped from inside of her too frequently. We need to not become such a reliable society on oil. Our politicians must change. We must stand up for our America if we wish not to perish under communist rule. Everyone have a great day. Signing off, Fire Moth Spirit Warrior.